Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. That number, 1-877-917-7256, is good. We are in the studio at 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Thursday, and you can call in 1-877-917-7256, and we can talk to you and maybe pray with you if you need that. If not, you can go to hello@freedomstreet.org and enter in an email, and we will answer you there as well. It's really good to be able to do all of this. Most of the blessings in life aren't big ones. They're so small that they're easy to miss. Boy, and have I done that in my life. Joy doesn't usually come blazing in all at once. It shows up a little at a time. Take time today to thank God for the small blessings in your life. Yeah, even the dandelions. Thank you, Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Oh, it's so good to have you join me today, Kimberly.
Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree that joy comes little by little. Mm-hmm. And when we think that we need something, a plan of ours to work out, or a dream or a goal, and that needs to work out, and then we'll be joyful. Mm-hmm. You know, even the NCAA, we were, you know, talking about March Madness and mm-hmm. the teams that are playing each other, and somebody's going to lose.
That's right. Somebody's got to lose.
Yeah, there's going to be a winner and a loser. Mm-hmm. If you put your joy only in the winning, and even as a someone who's watching, you know, even as a fan, mm-hmm. if you're just putting your joy in the winning, then you're putting your hopes in something that may or may not happen. So we've got to keep our eyes open for the little things.
Yes, I got to mention a real victory, and that was at the Supreme Court a week ago yesterday, when they overwhelmingly sided with a Colorado Christian therapist who was prohibited from talking about the gender affirming surgeries, and they, you know, being opposed to the sexual surgeries, and maybe saying that their brains are still maturing and this would be dangerous for them. They could not mention that to their patients, to their clients. And so the Supreme Court overwhelmingly sided with this Christian therapist. And it's wonderful to hear that we have justices and lawyers who can go in front of the Supreme Court and just really be able to side with a Christian therapist. The court's decision has implications for more than 20 other states that have similar laws barring so-called conversion therapy, and is a major win for conservatives. Critics and major medical organizations say such therapy is ineffective and potentially dangerous for young people. But it's an eight to one decision. The court said the law as applied to talk therapy represented an egregious assault on free speech and the First Amendment. Colorado may regard its policy as essential to public health and safety, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for justices across the ideological spectrum, but the First Amendment stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country. So it's a win, and I thank God that they're looking out for people in Colorado, because it is definitely a blue state right now. I'm hoping it will not be a blue state for long, but thank you, justices that ruled. And it was an 8-1 decision.
That's overwhelming.
It really is. So, yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this victory. We praise you and thank you for that.
Yes.
He's looking out for us, Kimberly.
Yes, he is, Mom. Yes, he is.
We do have a meeting this Saturday, April 11th. I know there's a lot going on right now, but let's just take some time. On Saturday morning, Kimberly and I are going to be at brunch at 9:30, and then at 11 o'clock, Bible study and praising Jesus for what he did on the cross. And we're going into Joshua 1:8 in talking about the Lord in requiring or encouraging, or I would like to say in requiring, because when you love God, you're going to continually study this book of instruction. And the Living Translation says that, study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hello, is there someone that wants to talk to us right now? Hello?
Hi, I'm Brian.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, I was just giving you guys a call. I was listening to you ladies yesterday. I'm on the road, so I missed some of what you were talking about, but you were talking about a man or a person in a family who's a believer, and there might be a few other people in your family that are not, but I didn't quite catch whether those other people in the family are sanctified by my beliefs, and so they are saved as well. I just wasn't quite sure what I was hearing there.
Well, thank you for calling in. We believe that what the Lord has been showing us all along, all through his word, is that when there is someone who believes, like Noah, let's talk about Noah, and he was the one who had the relationship with God. And so when Noah believed God and put his belief in God and then obeyed God's word, he then was able to invite his sons and their wives and his wife into the ark. Now, it doesn't say that all of them agreed. It doesn't say that all of them believed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that all of them obeyed the word of the Lord, but they honored their dad. They honored Noah, and they came into the ark, and they were all saved. This is a type and a picture of us who believe. When we pray and ask for our loved ones and our beloved ones in our circle to be saved, our Father hears us. He's a good, good Father. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one of the many stories. I think yesterday we were talking about Rahab and how she was the prostitute found in Jericho, right?
It was so good.
And she was able to invite her family into her home. Now, we don't know what kind of discussion took place. We don't know if they were all in agreement with her or not. And maybe some of them were not in agreement with who God is and what he was doing in that land. But when they were associated with Rahab, the promise was you and your household
yes.
will be saved.
Yes.
That was the promise to her. Well, that's an Old Testament promise. How much more will our God of grace give us, those who we're asking for, when Jesus has died for all sins to be covered?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I want to also, do you mind giving your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian, okay. In John 20, Jesus is coming through the walls. He now has a new body, and he's coming before the disciples, and he's saying, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And in the 23rd verse, this has been a perplexing verse for some people, but he said, "If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven." Mm. And if you retain the sins of any, that means if you're not good in forgiveness, if you haven't forgiven someone, then it will be retained. I believe, Brian, that when we devote ourselves to praying for our loved ones, it's got to be in an attitude of absolute love and forgiveness for those relatives. Because sometimes they get crosswired with us. Mm. And it's important that we have scriptures like Matthew 5 verse 6 says, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst." Well, when I pray for one who is not born again or saved, I put their name in there. Thank you, Father, that my friend or my brother is hungering and thirsting for your righteousness, and you have promised to fill them. And so I pray for a spirit of salvation over them as well. Yeah.
That's a good prayer, Mom. So how does that sit with you, Brian? Do you have more questions?
I do pray a lot, and I just was, the other question is there a limit to how much you pray? Because I feel like I get carried away sometimes.
Oh, no.
No, God, I don't think there's a limit.
No, oh. God hears and answers your prayers, Brian. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to have a guy come on the line and say, I pray a lot. Wow, that's beautiful.
I guess if you're asking if we should keep asking and making it a request, crying out in maybe in sorrow because we're so sad for a circumstance, I would say that it is a joyful thing to enter praise and to start thanking for the answer, thanking God for the answer, because He is the answer. And we can trust Him that He wants what we're asking for more than we do.
More than we do, yes.
Yeah. Well, I keep asking for my family members' hearts to be changed, and that's all I can do. I feel like He already knows that, though.
That's
so
right.
I keep asking anyway.
Yes. Yeah, and he wants it more than you do, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes. So you continue being in the Word of God every day and building yourself up so you don't want to get discouraged, but also knowing that God, one of these days, Brian, he's going to be giving that person an absolute opportunity to accept Him. I had several of my aunts that I was praying for, stubborn German aunts, and one of them accepted the Lord right before she died. So I just continue to encourage you to continue to pray for them, because that is a conduit to God for salvation. It really is. So, well, God bless you. Yeah.
Wonderful that you caught her before she traveled. That was awesome.
That's right. If you would like a power pack, if you want to leave your name and address with our producer, Rachel, I'll send you a power pack with lots of scriptures. And it may help you to zero in a little bit more on the promises of God, if you'd like that.
I would be happy to see that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, Rachel will take your name and address. God bless you, Brian. Oh, that's thrilling. I'm excited about your life. We need more ministers to pray for people. Yes. So God bless you.
Well, that is such a great way to be talking about. Do we keep praying? How often do we pray? How long do we pray for something? And I guess I just wanted to say for a moment, sometimes those situations when we're praying for our loved ones' hearts to change, I'll just say for myself, I have been so focused on my loved ones and wanting their hearts to change that I have not always remembered to ask God to change my heart in the midst of that situation too. And you were talking about forgiveness. That was such a good, that's a really good thing to remember, that we've got to be forgiving over them when they are doing something that hurts us, and we can see how it would hurt the heart of God as well.
Yes.
That's when we're speaking forgiveness over them, and also saying, whatever it is in me, make me aware of that too, and forgive me too. I love that is David's heart all through the Psalms. When he is writing the Psalms to God, he's constantly asking the Lord to wash him clean, to make him new.
That's right. Yes. It's so important. I'm grateful that God is such a God of mercy and love. And if you have a loved one that just uses the horrible words, and you know, the words are just flying out there all the time.
I cover them all the time.
Yes.
I have a number of people in my close family that let those words fly. And
yes.
I just cover them all the time. I just cover them with forgiveness, and I cover those words, that those words would not have any power to them, but they would fall impotent to the ground, so that they would have no effect on anyone. And I believe more and more that some of that awful language is really, it's just become descriptive.
It is the ordinary language of today, of the younger generation.
Right.
It really is.
Right. And so they use these words to describe a feeling, or to describe what something looked like, or to describe what their food tasted like, and they use these words, and they're kind of shocking, but they don't have any power to do harm.
We need to make sure on our part that we don't think of those people in a derogatory or negative way.
No.
We absolutely think that God loves them as much as he loves us, and he wants the best for them. So we got to maybe change our attitude a little bit about those people that we're praying for.
I agree with that. So often when we're focused on others, like I said before, I had to realize I need to turn back around and focus on myself. So maybe I'm not using the same language they're using, but what is it in me that is a stench to you, God?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Let my heart change. Let me become yielded to you. He's the potter and we're the clay.
Yes.
How often do we let him mold us and make us into a different vessel than what we were expecting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, even letting go of our expectations of what our loved ones, our friends, would, how they would behave around us, or how we might have a friendship with them or relationship with them. You've talked about that, Mom, that you've really let that go and just let God have those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're not clinging to them in a way that has some expectations on it.
That's right. It goes right along. I'm glad Brian called. It goes right along with Joshua 1:8. Don't for a minute let this book of Revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night. See, we're getting into the Word, folks. We who have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, we're getting into the Word, and we're getting rich in the substance of the Word, making sure that you practice everything written in it. Then you will get where you're going. Then you will succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. And so he has your family, your friends, your loved ones on his mind all the time.
That's so true.
He doesn't want any to perish.
And what is the word that we are to be pondering on? You know, there's some who cannot memorize. They just don't have the ability to do that. So what is the word that we ponder on? This morning, I don't know why this scripture stood out to me. I don't know that I've heard anybody talk about it, but Luke 20, verse 1, it says, one day Jesus was teaching in the temple courts and sharing with the people the wonderful news, the good news.
Mm-hmm.
He was sharing the word.
Mm-hmm.
He was sharing the gospel. So one day Jesus was teaching in the temple courts and sharing with the people the gospel.
Yes.
The good, wonderful news of salvation. What would that sound like from Jesus? Was he just quoting scripture from the Old Testament?
No.
I think he had some revelation of relationship.
Mm.
And the good news is there's victory. The good news is whatever you are concerned about today, God is accomplishing it.
That's right.
It's not up to you. It's not on your shoulders. The good news is you're not responsible. He is.
Yes.
That's such good news that it causes us to fall in love with him and mm-hmm. want to obey and walk in his ways and just keep asking him, what next? What next, Abba?
That's right. And like I said at the very beginning of this program, most of the blessings in life aren't big ones. They're so small that they're easy to miss. Joy doesn't usually come blazing in all at once. It shows up little at a time. So take time today to thank God for the small blessings in your life.
That's right.
It's so important.
You know, some days I just really need to see color. And when I see a grouping of dandelions that are
I knew you were going to talk about that. Well, I see them different than you do.
I know
you've got a lot of them in our yard, and they're bouquets now.
I know. But some of those clumps, they look like clumps of mums, like we planted them there on purpose, you know?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
big. They're mature. Bright yellow dandelions.
And they're just spreading all over the lawn.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is kind of a fun joke between Mom and I, because I think of them as wildflowers and beautiful, and they make gorgeous crowns and necklaces when you weave them all together. But yes, they're a weed. They're a weed in Mom's eyes. And so we see it differently, but we totally enjoy one another.
Yeah. And I was talking about dandelions a few years ago, and this one lady sent me an email, and she said, Oh, don't talk about dandelions like that. They're good to eat.
Yeah, well, I agree. They make my best tea. There's a roasted dandelion tea that is very
Rachel
good.
Is
she's so, giving she's a thumbs up. Thank you. Our producer, Rachel, agrees with me. So dandelions are really good. They're very yummy when they've been roasted and then you use them in a tea. They almost taste like coffee. They're very robust, and so they can replace coffee without any caffeine.
Okay.
Okay, all I don't know right. how we got off on that.
No.
But
yeah, see, because I'm a coffee drinker and you're a tea drinker,
yeah.
So we really know our boundaries here, folks. We love each other so much that we can have really deep discussions, almost to the point of disagreement, but we know we're going to come out on the other side with love, with
yes.
a love feast, a
yes.
love fest. And that's what you need to do as a believer. When you get into kind of a deep discussion or an argument with someone, say, okay, I want you to know, first of all, I love you. I may not agree with you, but I love you in the Lord. And bring it around so that Holy Spirit can begin using both of you to bring an agreement and a relationship.
Yeah,
in,
that's
in
good.
That, in that.
Yeah, even if there isn't a verbal disagreement, if you're looking at a family member or a whole family, or neighbors, even your neighbors right next to you that live right next to you, and you have some discord and you're not thinking well of them, being able to see them in love and defer to them in love, try to think of what they might like as a gift and go to them with a gift. And this is one way to build bridges and to realize that we are the body of Christ, mm-hmm. that we were made for one another.
Yes.
And learning how to serve each other, even when you don't fully agree with their lifestyle, but learning how to serve each other and show love is exactly what Jesus did.
Yes.
He came and showed us the greatest love ever, even though we weren't living in agreement with him. While we were yet sinners, he died for
he
us.
He died.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is how he wants his body, the rest of us, the church, the bride, his bride. He wants a bride who will be in agreement with him and who will serve one another even when there's disagreement.
Yes.
That does take forgiveness. You're right, Mom. Mm-hmm. It takes forgiveness in our hearts to be able to let the Holy Spirit work in us and say, you know what? You could really get along with these neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that scripture from Song of Songs, chapter 8? We were reading that this morning. Oh, it was so good. It's exactly how God looks at us and views us as his bride.
Yes. I think you're talking about Song of Songs 8, verse 6. And I've got the Passion Translation here. It says,
that's what we were reading.
Okay. Uh-huh. Fasten me upon your heart as a seal of fire forevermore. Really, this is talking about being a prisoner. This living, consuming flame will seal you as my prisoner of love. And being a prisoner of love means that we view things differently. We view our neighbors differently. We view our family differently. We view our co-workers differently because now we are prisoners of love.
And I love that.
We're acting in love. That doesn't just come overnight, just kind of like the joy. Joy doesn't come just with one big splash. It's a lot of little things. And that's how I started talking about dandelions in the first place. The bright yellow splash gives me joy. And there's some days I really do need to see color because my days might be kind of cloudy and gloomy. And I'm talking about not just the clouds outside that you see in the sky. I'm talking about the emotional clouds that cause me to feel a little bit discouraged or down.
Or fearful.
Or fearful even. Right. Fearful for my neighbors or my family members that I am feeling some discord with. Well, guess what happens? When you are a prisoner to love and love rises up within you and you are now bound to live in love, that love takes over. And then you're not as gloomy. You're seeing a bright splash of color, a hope, because you're really understanding that love that Jesus came with.
Yes.
He came with a love that was not discriminating. He was saying, this love is for everyone. I'm going to be lifted up and I will draw all men to me.
Yes.
That's what he said. And so we want to believe his words. We want to believe that what Jesus said is true. The more we believe, the more we fall in love. The more we live in that love, then it's a cycle. That's the snowball. The more we believe.
And it spreads.
Yes.
It spreads.
It's
just like a
snowball
tsunami,
effect.
A mm-hmm. tidal wave. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how we want to believe. And that's, we want to start looking at every story in the Bible as being a story of grace, a story of hope. And that is
mercy.
What our God has
yes.
given us all the way through from beginning to end. He did not look at Adam and Eve and scorn them and shake his head and furrow his eyebrows at them. No, he saw that they were very uncomfortable, so uncomfortable
yes.
they were hiding from him,
yes.
the one that we're made for. And he clothed them.
That's
he
right.
gave the gift of clothing when they were feeling the most shame and embarrassment. This is a good God we serve.
Mm.
He is so full of mercy and kindness. And so we want to be full of that same mercy and kindness toward one another. I was reading that in Ephesians 4, and we'll just end with this today. With tender humility and quiet patience, always demonstrate gentleness and generous love toward one another, especially toward those who may try your patience. Be faithful to guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit among you in the bonds of peace. Mm. That's Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3.
That's beautiful. Wow. Well, I have received today, big time, and I hope that you listening have received something that you can get down deep in your heart and keep that there. God is wanting you to seal that in his love for you. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.